And we're
live.
Yo.
Was good.
It's been 5 long months, gang.
Very long time.
It's been long as hell. And for the first time ever, I can say it was intentional. I ain't gonna lie. It was
definitely intentional.
See, you know what I'm saying? I was explaining to this to everybody type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some of the guys type shit. Like, bro, that, we didn't do it for this podcast. We did it for my brother's podcast. By the way, go check it out. The Man Stash podcast on all platforms, by the way. Hopefully, we can get a special appearance, you know, from him today on this episode. But, you know, we're going to see. Like I was saying, we were doing a lot of recording a few months ago. Like, we were doing a shit ton.
Quite a bit.
And then, for me, I got burnt out. I mean, I know my brother. Yes, I know my brother did. But I know for a fact I got burnt out. I was tired. So I need a nice little break. You know, I think we did like... Damn, because we were doing... I don't know. I know we wouldn't have long-ass shit, but we were going like every night type of thing.
And yeah.
Multiple times in the night that we were going. But I know he's chopping his up still. You guys will be able to hear us on that hopefully in the coming... coming month, you know, whatever. Just stay tuned for that one, though. But yeah, we were recording a lot, though, bro. Like I said, I got tired. It was like what? Like I said, last episode came out in August. I think we were still recording in September, and I think through the end, around like I would say early October, that's when we really stopped. So it's been a 5 month break from the BBK podcast, but it has only been like roughly what? 3-4 months.
About.
Yeah, give or take. But no, either way, we're back, man. We are back. We got a lot of good shit, in store for you guys today. I think it's going to be a good one, you know. I have a corporate event. I don't want to talk you guys' ear off this season. Granted, we're still in the same season because we need to finish it. We're in the same season. But I can tell you guys, this season will end... And if everything goes on track, it will end in 2 months. So what the game plan is, I'll just give everybody the rundown. We will be doing 10 episodes. Either, you know, it could be with me and just Andre, or it could be me, Andre, and a special guest. 9 out of 10, we're going to do everything. We'll do the next 10 episodes, well, that's 9 after this one. Next 9, like I said, feature anybody, or it could be solo, dolo, it doesn't matter. We're going to get it done. And then hopefully we could, you know, take a little break and then we'll come back. But nonetheless, 10 straight weeks of episodes is coming your way once every Monday. Look at that. I'm giving us deadlines now. Giving us deadlines. So we're coming back off the shit strong. So it's not like one of those things to where like, oh, when you're going to drop it, you know, whatever. No, we're going to come every Monday. And what do you think? 3? We haven't talked about this. So we'll negotiate right here. What do you think, Andre? 3?
3.
3 p.m.? What do you want to do? Midday? Hmm. What you thinking?
We will do... I'm thinking 3 p.m. sounds like a good enough time frame. 3 p.m. sounds like a good enough time frame.
You have probably had a long day already at work. A couple hours took you off. With, you know, a nice way to kill an hour or so. Listen to a podcast. It's perfect. So 3 p.m. every Monday for the next 10 weeks. Outside of today, because this episode clearly will be released after 3 o'clock. But nonetheless, we have in the building who just walked in, the host and the owner of the Man Stash podcast. We got Polo Paul in the building.
Sir.
He clapping it up for himself.
Yeah. What's happening? I appreciate it. You know, I just slide through.
Yeah, I was letting everybody know that. Yeah, we was recording for a while. You know, our break was 5 months.
Ooh.
Yeah, for me and Andre, ours was 5 months.
It was needed.
But remember, it wasn't 5 months. It was 5 months when we dropped. But we were still recording with you for yours in September, right? It was already through September.
Yeah, I would just say for my podcast along, it was either a month or a month and a half where we just did nothing but record. Like,
yeah.
And I'm talking whether it was 15, 30-minute, hour-long sessions.
Non-stop.
All parties got tired. All parties were burnt out. We were like, fuck it. some things are coming around, some things are going on. So it's like, fuck it, let's take a little break.
And this was like fucking including on top of like the stuff outside of like the podcast. You feel me? So it's just like, you know, compound that on top of like, you know, all right, you know, what's this new topic I'm going to talk about? You know, what's the right setting? How I'm going to, you know, filter this in with, you know, the rest of the series or the season. It was just a lot of stuff going on.
Am I in the right frame of mind to even speak on certain matters?
Right.
In the first place, because right. Andre was a busy man in September.
Everybody has something going on.
Yeah.
To where it was just, you know, we're tired. Look, we're tired. We need the break.
Oh,
but nonetheless, we're back. I told them, hopefully we can get that season of the Man Stash podcast out relatively soon.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
We were trying to get them back into the flow. Like I was explaining, I explained it to Andre. I've been explaining it like all day. I've been telling everybody that like it's difficult going from, you know, like fucking recording every other day, every day. You're creating constantly, and then you stop for like fucking 5 months.
Like off no kidding, like for real, like. A nigga, like I had to deal with like a whole bunch of like personal issues or whatever. Yeah. And most of my content is off of like personal shit. So I was just like, all right, let me go ahead and just take a pause off of this real quick because
to rack like, up more content.
Facts, like oh shit, you come to alert, like no, but it was some real shit. Like a nigga was like going through some shit or whatever, and I was like, all right, I need to back off from this or whatever because it's messing up the content flow. But once I get back to it, like it's gonna be something different. It's gonna be something different. So I'm excited about it. I mean, it shows. I'm excited even just to be up on this joint. So
see, look at that. Like again, this is 5 long months, no break. Mind you, this episode here today was set up roughly 6 hours ago. Far as not even being produced, but just the thought of like, hey, we should probably jump.
To be honest, less than that.
True.
We're really being honest.
I'm gonna be honest, bro. When I texted you, I didn't know what you were going to say. I wasn't sure if you were gonna be like, nah, I'm good, or you're like, let's do it.
I was in my training session when you sent me that.
Yeah. Like I said, something just told me, like, hey, today's the day we fucking go and we get this shit going again.
I didn't get out of the gym until 3 hours after you sent that.
Yeah. So, either way, bro, like I said, we're back. We're back. Hopefully, we're back better than ever. Like I said, man, next 10 weeks, though, can guarantee.
No, we are back better than ever.
My bad. We are back, and we are better than ever. Right. Nice, Halis. But like I said, next 10 weeks we got. 10 weeks, we'll have 10 episodes every Monday. Then after that, I think we'll take a nice little break. Maybe. I don't know. No. Not like a long break. Probably like a week break from recording. And then we'll get back to it. I honestly got something up my sleeve anyway that's going to secure things anyway. But we'll set off the podcast. Today, on today's episode, we're going to talk about a few things today.
Okay.
For one, we got my boy Drizzy Drake. We ain't going to talk about that yet. Miss giving us the rundown. Let Andre speak. I know Andre got something to say. We're going to be talking about Drake. The other night, he performed at the Apollo. And at Apollo, he brung out Dipset. Everybody is going absolutely crazy over his fucking outfit. Granted, it was like, you know how you fucking change during the show? Yeah. You see, all he did was put on the fucking little purple mink jacket or whatever with the headband. And, like, people are just losing their shit.
Saying what? Like, you already know me. Like, that's all I do is work, so I don't be looking at nothing.
They, you know, call it culture vulture, whatever. But listen, we're going to dive in that later. Andre, tell me what else we got on the sleeve.
What else we got on the slate? I'm just gonna throw this out here because I'm still trying to wrap my head around. We're gonna start honing in on because it primarily revolves around single women with children, primarily multiple children. And the insatiable need to go after a single man with no kids. We're gonna dive into that today and dive into the family nucleus and the family nucleus and a couple of other different things that I'm just trying to wrap my head around. Not vilifying anybody, not We're not going to do that today.
Like you want time in the day, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Because something isn't clicking. Something isn't clicking. Logically.
Must got an experience.
Yeah, he got.
No, something. It's not just necessarily a personal experience. It's it's slight, very, like when I say slight, I mean minuscule personal experience. But primarily, I'm a part of the 5% club, and while we've been away over the last 5 months, when we have downtime for me to come in here and talk the way that I talk about topics, we have to observe.
He already turned up today. I can feel it.
We have to.
But you know what, man? Let's not hold back. We did enough. I've done enough talking. Andre, man, like I said, I told you before, I was going to give you the floor. And if I want to disagree with you, and you know, we will talk about it. But I really want to hear this, though. I think everybody wants to hear this. Go ahead, give it to them straight.
Okay. So I've been noticing that a lot of women with multiple kids, single, not married, are pursuing men that are not that are single, that don't have any kids. Now, I want to just say this for the people out there that are listening. I know statistically, the majority of men don't have kids. So that leaves a lot of men in the pool. But that even hones in even deeper, because statistically, if the majority of men don't have children, and I'm talking over 60% of men don't have children compared to women, y'all fucking the same dudes. You fucking the same guys that have kids already.
Like, do you feel like the ratio is like, for every one man, there's like what, like two baby mothers?
Well, we could even go just particularly for our culture, to every one black women, particularly, outnumber men 2-1 when it comes to kids.
Okay.
And statistically, there's already less men on the planet outside of race than women. So those numbers, 2-1 doesn't really seem like a lot, but 2-1 is quite vast. There's less men on the planet than there are women. Particularly less black men than there are women. And I'm trying to find the logic of, and this is also the logic of a man as well. I don't typically see too many men with children going after women that don't have them. And I don't necessarily see too many women pursuing men that have kids. That doesn't mean that there isn't an exception to the rule, but we're talking generalities here. We're talking the majority. We're not talking the unicorns. Because those numbers statistically barely exist. So I'm trying to, because it's almost to the point of where it's almost slightly disrespectful to a certain degree. And the reason why I'm saying that is because you've got a good number of women that will pursue these things or pursue a man that doesn't have children. And up front, it'll be, you know, we go on a date, everything's all good and gravy. The kids are definitely not involved, other than the drastic, aggressive women that on the first date, they're like, oh, well, you got to take care of my kids. And that shit is just wild in and of itself. You don't even know who the guy is, and that's the first thing that you're saying. But I got to give them some credit, because that at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. Because the only way that I'm a viable partner,
I'm a survivor.
the only way that I'm a viable partner after the lovey-dovey shit of us meeting is you're a dual package with those children, which means I now have to not only be a good partner, I now also have to be a father. Not having kids myself, and then thirdly, father kids that are not mine.
I mean, we talked about earlier, though. That's something that I believe that, one, I think the woman that you were, you know, if that's the case, right? I think the woman usually tells the guy up front, like, hey, I got, you know, one or two kids or however many she got. You know, she informs them, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to say this. It's up to the guy at that point, what does he want to do? Because if I'm gonna say this, if mind you, if no first dates ever happen, and this is like legit as they're just talking, yeah, like they just like he just slid in her DMs or some shit or whatever, and she's like, yeah, I got three kids, so two kids, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
if he decides to take her on a date after finding out about, you know, the kids, at that point, he's now making the decision that, hey, I am willing to accept her and her kids. Crazy. I know that sounds crazy.
No. What he's saying is factual, though. I'm not negating that.
But to me, as a guy, I don't. What's the point of taking a girl out knowing she got a kid and knowing that you probably won't want to fuck with that?
All right, quick question. We understand like the logic behind that,
right? But
in today's age, given the whole pussy rap or pussy trap culture,
right?
OnlyFans, feminism, you know, a whole liberated front of women. Just, you know,
doing what they want,
right? You know, and getting the backing, not even just by society, but mainstream.
It's glorified.
It's romanticized and monetized, you know, off of, you know, whether it's child support, whether it's alimony, whether it's fucking the.
I mean, that is true. They do have a huge backing. Outside of social media, it is a huge one, I will say.
Yes.
One would argue that men don't have the same backing that women do. Men can, it's not even argued.
It's facts.
It's facts. Do not have the same support. Like, I always get off topic. But I was just going to say that, like, even with that, I had a discussion on one of my old Twitter accounts that I deleted. I had a discussion with this girl or whatever, like, in my mentions and shit, and she was like, oh, like, black women are the most targeted. I was just like, I know we're off topic, but I'm going to read it to her. But I was like, how so? Like, what is, you know, against y'all? And all she told me was black men. But I was like, black men got everything against us. The police, the court system, you know what I'm saying? You go to jail, it's already well documented that a black man is going to face a harsher sentence than any other race. It's well documented.
It's the truth.
So yeah, I just want to say that.
But I'm gonna dive back in even further,
right,
to your brother's point, because I'm glad that he brought that up. And then in the same breath, while I'm asking this question, because all of us here, sitting here, understand and know that this is a case, this is going on. And then in the same breath, what is romanticized and what is glorified is I can be a boss babe or a boss chick or whatever you want to call it. And I don't need a man. But then the first thing you go after is a man with no kids. And I'm trying to find the logic in this.
So do you feel like they're targeted?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes, I agree with that.
Absolutely.
My thing is, well, the question that I was trying to bring up was, with all these, you know, social pressures, I would say, or this generation pressures, do you see dudes like cuffing any of these females up?
Well, no, because they're single and they're still having children.
I'm gonna say this. I think it depends on how many kids she has. If she has one kid, I think, yeah, they get cuffed up easy. But when you get like two or three, and that's when you, because once you get two or three, who's to say they're from the same baby daddy? One.
Okay.
Different variable. Two, you know what I'm saying? Based upon, you know, all right, a lot of age, shit like that.
Matter of fact, let me make it even simpler.
Okay.
What I'm really trying to get at is the sense of entitlement to it.
That they're entitled. What do you mean?
The sense of entitlement of
that they're just this bad.
You not only have to take me as I am, but even with the social construct of how things are today, that we're almost to just sit back and accept it as a common denominator. It's like, oh, you know, she got kids. Oh, okay, well, you know, deal with it. And all of us sitting here are grown. We understand and know that you don't have to just sit back and deal with it and take it. I want to take away from the distractions of the litigating factors that we know to be present and true, because you can easily just not deal with it. You can dead that conversation right there and just not deal with it. But the reason why I want to try to talk about the sense of entitlement to it is because the sense of entitlement that comes with that deteriorates the family nucleus. And it also deteriorates the society in whole. It deteriorates relationships. It deteriorates men and women, mother and father, and it also deteriorates children. So what I'm saying is that the sense of entitlement that the shit is just okay for us to be doing, because if we really being honest, we just popping out babies and we not married. And then when we take it even further to marriage, the thing is now is, oh, well, if I'm not happy, I'm leaving. If I'm not happy, I'm leaving. And the last time I checked from the people that have been married 10, 15, 20, 30 plus years, that isn't an option. And we were talking, matter of fact, me and you was talking earlier about, you know, because you said that, you know, typically it don't turn out well with people that just work it out for the kids, right?
Yeah, when we were talking, I said if the sole reason that this couple are still together, like the only thing that's keeping them together is for the sake of the kids, I said that always does not work out. Nine to 10, that doesn't work out. In most cases, it doesn't work out.
All right, now let me work.
Okay.
In these scenarios, and obviously I'm not talking from personal experience, it's only observation because I've never been married, but what I am saying is that the people that I know that have been married, the friends, the family friends, people from church, people from work, people from all walks of life, I have not met one person that has ever had a marriage that wasn't difficult. I have never met. Now, I want to be very clear about this for people that are listening, because when we make comments like this, because what I just said is true.
Yeah. Absolutely.
When we make true comments, people like to negate it with the not only the exceptions, but the extremes. Oh, well, men are abusers. Men are abusers, because they never say that women are abusers, even though that's primarily more times than often the case. Men are abusers. Oh, people be trying to kill their spouse. Oh, there'll be all these other different issues. And the underlying fact that everybody likes to throw out there. They was cheating. I don't know too many perfect people. The closest thing to perfect that I think anybody from any race, from any walk of life can point to, the one person in their life that they think probably would be the most perfect out of anybody, would be their grandmother. And women love to say, "Oh, I'm not going to be my mother and be my grandmother while homeboy was running around in the street and doing all the rest of that other stuff." And by all means, you ain't got to be. But the last time I checked, when grandma is 70, 80, 90 years old, happy, living long, got a flourishing family, generations. I'm talking not just one or two kids. I'm talking 5, 6, 7, 8. We have a great big family, and she's the glue that holds all of that together. And she's happy at the end of her life from what she has done. Will be the main one to sit back and be like, "Oh, well, we got to make it work for the kids." And those people that I'm talking about,
I'll be lying, man. I was just waiting on it, bro.
The people, because I'm just using that as a point. The people that be like, "Oh, well, I'm not happy, so I'm just gonna leave." They never have successful relationships. Damn. They never have lasting marriages.
Let me ask you this.
It's unrealistic.
Now, when you saying that, are you saying at that point of her walking out, how many, I don't want to say strikes, but I will say, how many strikes has it been? Like, how many times has she said, "Let's work it out," before she's like, "Fuck it, I'm out"? Or are you just saying they just instantly they gone?
Well, let me go to this, because I'm not even going to go to the strikes. Are you a fan or are you for forever? Because that's what marriage is. So are you a fan that's only here when shit is good and everything is riding and I'm a fan of everything that you got going on? Because forevers are there for defeat. Forevers are there when things get rough. forever is there that even though shit is bad right now, I'm still going to be on your ass to make sure that you get things back to where it needs to be good. And that is where I'm trying to hone in on, because these people that have been in relationships for 10, 15, 20, 30 years will adamantly say that there's 5-year stretches, 6-year stretches, sometimes 8-year stretches where shit is bad. Find a way to get it back to good. To get it back to where it is that they need to get it back to where it is that they need to be.
I'll say with that, I agree with you.
I don't know nobody that hasn't gone through that.
The ones that stick with it when the shit's bad and they stick through it and they wait till it gets back good, those are usually the ones that do have a much longer and successful marriage, whatever, versus the people who are really like, fucking, I'm out.
Well, those are the people that stay married until they die.
Facts. I mean, well, you got to look at it like this. even with me, like, you know, being divorced, like, fairly young, I would say, like, when you're not going to get any relationships or whatever, that's going to be like that. Even the ones that are rocking off, like, are we just going to make it work? Not saying, like, 9 times out of 10 is toxic as fuck, but the shit is rough. Like, it is rough. And for me, I already knew, like, it was a thing of, like, all right, cool, like, cool. Everything was, you know, was decent when everything was good. But when everything was bad, it was just like, bro, like, you kicking a nigga while he down. And, you know, you hiding the motherfucking punches. So it was just like, all right, do I cut the losses now? Or do I, you know, keep on thugging out and see what lies ahead? And once you... You know, you move in, you know, you get the fight or flight, you know. Type. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was just like, all right, I don't have no type of unknown. And it's just like, one, I don't know what I'm fighting up against when it comes to whatever issues or problems that she had, you know, type of thing within that relationship. So for me, it's just like, all right, I can't fight for a relationship if that nigga is not in the ring. So if I'm stepping away, you know, it can be like on some like, all right, cool. Like, you know, it ain't no strikes. Like, it ain't no, like, it's crickets. And, you know, in today's society, you got a thing where everything is so readily available, where it's this false illusion where you get this sense of, oh, it's something else more out there for me. And not saying that you can't obtain anything higher than what you have. But it's like, are you really appreciate the things that you have first and foremost before you look at something else? And you're not getting that right now.
But what I'm trying to hone, because you're right, but what I'm trying to hone in on here is, do you know the percent of what men divorce women?
I know it's a higher percentage of women divorcing men, but that's more of a financial aspect because men probably hold or govern more agency than females in a marriage in the first and foremost.
Which is true.
So as far as
why them, you marry that nigga then?
Yeah. So with them trying to go ahead and go through a divorce, like, yeah, they will like it. They probably initialize the divorce first, but as far as like, you know, finalizing that bitch, I think not, only on a financial aspect. So I know it's probably like 41%. It might be even less than that.
It's 69-31.
Damn.
Or 69, whatever that, 69-29.
Yeah.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
Women divorce men at a rate of 69% as a total.
So, and you got to think about
damn like, near 73.
Hold up. You said 69. That's 30, yeah, you said it right the first time. You said 29 at the end, nigga. It's 31. It's 100.
Yeah,
so
69-31.
Yeah, 69-31. But it comes back to your point, Andre, with the topic. You got a lot of, you know, single mothers out here where they not even looking for a relationship, you know, low key. Like, let's keep it a buck. They looking for a relationship. They looking for a companion.
And
like a goal? Just think about it. And the prime ones is the niggas that don't have any responsibilities.
Go ahead and go to work. Go to work. Floor is yours. Keep going.
Nice.
So go ahead, go to work.
Think about it. They
you know, they rocking with their females or whatever that, you know, actually have relationships or, you know, don't have a man. They all laughing, kicking, go to the bar, probably, you know, have one of their homegirls babysitting. Or they might have a whole roster where they have a nigga, you know, babysitting, you know, their kid or kids, or have the baby daddy babysitting their kids or kids, or their family members babysitting their kids or kids. And they go out just to fucking, you know, be predators, go out there, you know, find a dude. First thing they ask, oh, what you do for work? One, they just want to see, like, all right, how long I can make this joint last or keep on going. Two, they want to see, like, all right, is there any potential of stability where I can obtain from this dude? Mm-hmm. And three, is he worth my time? After that, the second question is going to be, oh, are you from around here? Or do you live around here? Do you have any kids? Are you married? You know, are you single? They, again, they trying to see if you have any responsibilities. Now they can fuck around with your time. All right, cool. Yeah, you might got work, but you only got a set schedule for, you know, whatever for that. Other than that, you don't have any other responsibilities. Therefore, I could usurp all of that time. So now I can make your schedule, based off of my schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you do work around it, where you like, you know what? She is a good woman. Like, homegirl can cook. I don't even know why homeboy left her. Whoop-de-whoop. Then she going to nag on you like, yo, like, why you all up at, you know, all up in my crib? Why you all up in my space? Or you start to, you know, back away like, you know what? All right, maybe things get a little too big, you know, too fast. You got a whole kid, you know, the whole family thing, like, is a real thing. I think we need to go counseling and all that type of other stuff. And, you know, you trying to move me in right now. And that's when she like, oh, da-da-da-da, trying to kick you out the door. And it's that whole, you know, yo-yo effect or whatever to fuck your head up, not knowing where, all right, cool, you might be working that job, but you could be applying for another one. You know, you could be training or whatever for the next promotion. You feel me? And even with niggas or whatever where, all right, cool, niggas that might be a single dad, it's the same thing. And I think one of the verses or whatever Drake, you know, had in his last album was like,
bars.
Some of the worst demons that I've ever met were the ones with pretty eyes, nice lips, and something like that. I don't know. But basically, you know, basically like his worst enemies was females. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, we all love them if you are heterosexual or whatever, you know, your gender and sexuality dominates, you know, whoever listen out there. But on that aspect, a lot of females nowadays are looking for someone that they can, quote unquote, settle down with, someone that they can, you know, have them build that house or give them that dream car instead of them getting their own. And even if they do get it on their own, it's just like, all right, now you don't have someone that can provide that for you. So it's like, what else, you know, can that dude offer than some dick and some companionship? And on the flip side, you know, a lot of guys out here, you know, it's just looking for cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Look, cool, you might look good, but I'm trying to knock out my dreams. Like, I'm trying to do something out here where I'm going to be proud, you know, for the rest of my days or at the end of mine.
It requires from a man's perspective. It negates you to have an opportunity with her where if you were going to stay with her for long term and have children, it negates me an opportunity for me to be number one in your life and you be number one in mine, because that child's going to be number one at all times. Just like how when you're both of you get together and you're single and you have children, that child's number one for the both of you, period. That's where the responsibility lies. That's what's most important. That's where the priority lies at that point. It's no longer about me. It's about our kid. If that kid is not mine, that's your number one priority. It's not me. It's just the truth. It's not. So I don't understand.
But you signed up for it when you start rocking with it.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though. Look, like, I get what you're saying, but the moment that she tell you I have a kid, if you decide to continue talking with her, to her, you have accepted that she's a package deal.
She a package deal, dog.
So
I'm gonna say this real quick, right?
Go ahead.
I'll say this. But as a dude, once you acknowledge that, hey, bro, everything's on you now.
She's a package deal.
She's a package deal. So any issues I have after that, as you know, say, if I'm the guy, if I have an issue after that, right? I can't, oh, fuck, I'm not number one because she got a kid. Well, nigga, I knew that coming in here. I put myself here. So the only person I got to blame for that is me. For me feeling that way is me, because, again, I knew what came with her. You know what I'm saying? If whatever guy's in a situation, he knows what comes with her.
Primarily what I'm talking about is not the after.
It's the before?
It's the before.
But what I'm saying is,
talking about one specific time frame, and I'm talking about before you accept. I'm talking about before you accept that that's what it is, because I clearly said that they come as a package deal. I can't be a compatible partner if I'm not willing to accept that and do that correctly.
Right.
Because at that point, there's no need for us to even be together, because and we're gonna make this point too. It's some wild niggas out there that be telling these women, "Oh yeah, you with me? You with me?" And because that kid not mine, they can't live with me. They can't stay at my house and all the rest of that. Them niggas is wild.
Females like that.
It's people like that. Fucking wild.
Other male or female, they have a child. That child is not welcome in their home.
I want to be very clear about this. I'm not coming from a position where I'm saying it's not doable. I'm not coming from a position where I'm saying that I would not do it. What I'm simply trying to get at is I'm talking about the extremers and the mindset and the mentality around going after that, knowing that that's the case. I'm not talking about, you know, you meet somebody and then you find out later. I'm talking about specifically going after men that you know don't have that, that you know are single, that you know don't have any kids.
Mm-hmm.
And going after that because there's so many other determining factors that are based around what we said about us not being protected.
I'm gonna say this. They can go ahead and try to hunt down the single guy with no kids, right? They can go do that, right? They can go do that. The question is, though, at the end of the day, if they go hunting, they got to be the one that's putting everything out to the dude to get it. It's based upon if the dude going to jump back.
It's based upon if the dude is going to jump back, but I'm specifically saying that I don't understand the mentality of the ones that are hell bent on having that.
I think
Just to give you an example. This one shorty right. got three fucking kids. She got three fucking kids, bro. Three of them. She about 32.
32 with three kids.
She got three of them mugs.
Different baby daddy.
Yes. And it's specifically posting, and this is just an example, and it's specifically putting up a post. I'm going to read it verbatim. This post says, this is the year, talking about this year. This is the year that I'm going to find my man that's going to love me and be a stepdad.
Okay.
There's nothing.
That's not like my ex-wife.
There's nothing wrong with that. But when I saw it, I had to do a little digging because I was just like, man, this shit is just wild right now.
Okay.
The three dudes that she had the kids with don't have no other kids.
Damn,
they don't have no other kids.
You was doing your what's the nigga name for catfish?
Because I went digging. All three of these other dudes don't have children.
The three niggas ain't got other kids.
They the right, only kids. Know. They the only kids that they have.
It was a kid's birthday, bro.
I ain't do all that. She's specifically going after dudes continually that do not have children.
Okay.
Having children. Not getting married.
I'm gonna tell you this:
leaving them and going and having a child with another guy after that.
All right, so I'm gonna say this.
It just blows my mind.
I don't want to say I'm gonna play devil's advocate because I don't think I'm really playing devil's advocate, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I think is happening with her. I don't know this lady. I don't know
her neither.
So what I think is happening is I think she's going out here. She probably was fucking with the first dude, got pregnant.
Smith, he was the, you know,
he can't even get a shit because he never smacked up Chris Rock.
I mean, who cares about an Emmy? Like, that's not lead by.
He can't go to the Oscars. What do you mean? The Oscars is like the fucking,
so
it's like the Grammys.
So, but it's all about, you know.
So it's pointless to put him. It's pointless to put him in a role if he can't accept. Because the Oscars Oscars is not for the people that get them. The Oscars is for the companies.
So therefore, if you get hired,
bro, it's Smith ticket sales, bro. Like, if he,
I mean, yeah, it is.
All right, for example, yeah, he might say if he outsold motherfucker Adam Sandler, I bet you niggas would have been talking about that shit.
Yeah, but the highly likelihood that Will Smith outsold Avatar is like,
I'm just saying,
all respect to Will Smith, but it's like,
yeah,
I'm just saying, like, it's not about the motherfucking award, it's about ticket sales.
Well, yeah, none of these, but saying like most niggas aren't gonna hire a nigga that only can't get in the fucking award. Because he's banned from the Oscars.
Okay. Well, that just goes to show you, like, how rigged the motherfucking system is. Like,
oh, yeah, that one did because he smacked him.
Okay. Well, there's plenty of rapists, you know, and, very, you know, fucking
sports. Pedophiles.
And motherfucking, you know, and act, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if, off topic, but I don't know if anybody knows that Bill Gates went to Epstein Island 36 times, and he cannot tell us why.
Oh, that's wild.
You did not know that?
There's a number of people on that list that will not talk at all.
I'm going to say really quick.
Pretty prominent names.
Really quickly. We're not going to get into this. I'm not going to allow us to get into this. But I will say, it was brought to my attention with Andrew Tate. If he did do the shit, that's wild as fuck. Defend him.
Again, what did he do?
They saying he did
the sex trafficking ring?
Sex traffic shit, right?
Yeah,
somebody said they dropped the charges.
He got locked for another like 20. They said he probably can't get out now. They detained him again, so he probably will get out to like the 29th of February, from what I read.
Oh, that's what's
saying. Again, I don't know anything about the dude. I don't know too much about him, so I'm not gonna get into it. But I will say I do think it's weird that he got arrested, but there has been not one person from that Epstein book that came out that has been arrested yet. Nobody's talking. Well, niggas are talking about it. But that book that woman gave him with all the clients and shit, there's been no arrest made, not once.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Right.
Not once.
But yet they got Andrew Tate out of there.
It was highly publicized on top of that.
I don't know this man. I'm not familiar with this shit. I know everybody doesn't like him. So don't worry. I'm not back in Andrew Tate at all. I just think it's weird that the guy that is talking out the most gets hit with those charges, but you have a whole fucking booklet for niggas for years sex trafficking young girls or young boys, both, whatever, it's in that book. And there's been not one arrest made. And it's in the fucking United States government possession. I think that's fucking crazy.
It's a lot of shit going on.
Tell you why he visited 36. You go somewhere 36 fucking times. After two, you know why you're going. 36 and he has no clue? Fucking crazy.
And it's a lot. We're not going to go into it. But I just want to say that. I just want to say this real quick. It's a lot of shit going on with that whole thing that's going on right there. That,
well, with Tate, or are you talking with the book?
With Tate. It's a lot of shit that's it's weird, bro. It's weird because you're not gonna tell me that the whole government is watching him and they caught him off a pizza box, bro.
No, well, remember they already debunked that and said they didn't get that information from a pizza box. They knew he was there, and they knew that he had a plane flight to depart to Dubai like 5 days before.
Come on, bro. You're
in Romania, gang.
The timing of everything is very weird.
No, it's Romania.
It's Romania.
It's the Romanian government.
Okay.
Like, and Romania is corrupt. And Romania is corrupt as fuck.
we work with them. So you don't think like any of our agencies like pass along any information? Like
that's what I'm saying. It's weird shit with it. But either way,
it's
still crazy how y'all gonna grab him up. But
I'm saying
y'all not gonna do nothing about.
If you're a criminal, you absolutely deserve to be in jail.
Period.
You deserve to be in jail. I ain't snitching. You deserve to be. I'm a civilian. You know what to say now? Is that what I'm gonna say? Yes. But now, if you a criminal, you deserve to be. So if Andrew Tate did that shit, put him in fucking jail. Hell yeah, nigga. But also, the motherfuckers that's on that booklet, Bill Gates, that need to be in jail. Fuck that. Bill Gates, put Bill Gates in jail. I don't care if he bought a motherfucker. He needs to be in jail.
He needs some.
36 times, and you cannot tell niggas why you haven't gone?
Shit, Clinton.
The fuck?
And then they got video of shit what's going on over there, but they can't release it.
I'm sorry. What's the model, shorty?
Which one was
on the list, bro.
Shit, who else?
She's a famous black model that was like on that fucking Epstein list, bro.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Yeah. Naomi Campbell. There it is. Lock her ass up, too. Yeah.
Jay-Z been over there. Beyonce been over there. The Clintons been over there.
Shit crazy, bro.
Whole bunch of different actors been over there. So it's just...
Shit sus.
And mind you, who's the fat white dude, the nasty looking dude look like?
You talking about the fucking director?
Yeah, the director.
I know you talking about
who was over there. He got convicted. He got convicted for being over there. So you mean to tell me you convicted a dude that was over there?
No, he got convicted. He got convicted for like some other shit. He ain't get convicted for being an Epstein, bro.
No. I'm not talking about he got convicted for charges of shit that we know it was going on that island. He didn't get convicted for what went on at the island. He got convicted for what he did outside of the island, which means to tell me as many times he been over there, how you going to tell me he went over there and he wasn't doing the same shit?
Where is this fucking island at?
It's in the Spice Islands somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's U.S. territory?
Technically.
No. I mean, think so.
It's not in U.S. territory. So yeah, it's not in U.S. territory, but you can purchase like the islands or whatever.
It's a private island.
That's crazy as fuck.
For example, like say if like some shit go down right here, I could, you know, say if I take a flight to Belize, they can't touch me. I'm in a different jurisdiction. So if I buy a whole island,
they can't do shit.
But you gotta think about it, it's a private island, so I don't have resources like I do, you know, I would have in mainland.
So he probably got them motherfuckers over there starving in cages tight. Sick ass nigga, bro.
Nah, he probably got the shit built up. But you gotta think about it, like, cool, like that's cool for like.
It's state of the art over there.
Yeah,
because they was grooming them.
Yeah, it's cool. Like I could be over there for a whole month, but I still gotta get back to the bag. You know, like you gotta think about it. Like just because you made the money doesn't mean you don't work to protect it.
True. Mm-mm. That shit wild though, bro.
Either way.
Criminal's criminal. But we dove in
on my topic, and I wasn't trying to get to a definitive point. And I'm glad y'all went in the way that you did, because I was only trying to pick apart and make points about what's going on with that whole entire situation, just as far as mentality goes, because that's really all I wanted to dive into. I didn't really. There's no lucrative final answer. It's very open. It's very open ended. There's a lot of things about it where people will make points to try to negate what's being said, and you don't have, and there's no leg for that point to stand on when it's like there's so many other avenues out there, but you just continually just decide to go back to this. I think it's fucking stupid. I think it's selfish. I think it's somewhat narcissistic. It's just got some things with it, with how people move and how people make decisions, that it's just like, bro, like y'all just, people just out here just doing and saying anything and making fucked up decisions. So, but that's all I really wanted. That's all I really wanted to get into with that. Shit grinds my gears a little bit.
We could tell. You know what I'm saying?
Shit grinds my gears a little bit. Because at the end of the day, nobody wins.
I mean, true.
it's not like I have a standpoint on it. I don't have a personal experience with it. I'm just saying, like, nobody wins from it, but it creates so much diversion and so many issues that, like literally, like, people be having fucked up marriages and fucked up, and well, not just fucked up marriages, but fucked up relationships, because most people don't even get married no more. So I won't even say fucked up marriages. Most people not married. So we can't even get to marriage.
I think the marriage shit, I think that people aren't married like that anymore. You look at shit like, who the fuck was it? Was fucking with Shorty for a minute and ain't married her. She's a rapper, right?
She's a rapper?
No, I think he was a rapper.
He was. You talking about Neo?
Who?
You talking about Neo? Had the Shorty get her tubes tied, then divorced, then went and married another woman and had a kid?
Damn.
Oh, shit. Yeah, nigga wildin'. Nigga was wildin', bro.
I don't mean to laugh, bro.
Nigga was wildin'. Wild. He counts, but no, I don't count him. I don't count him because he's an entertainer. I'm talking about regular average day people.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he definitely did that, bro. He definitely did that.
No, what's the Shorty name? Cassie?
Oh, Diddy.
Yeah, Diddy.
Diddy? That is.
Diddy did
Cassie so dirty, bro.
Is Diddy? You know, Diddy get niggas killed?
I'm gonna say something. This off topic. We're into some other shit. Yo, you just hear about what Diddy be? Not. I don't know if he do this shit.
Oh, the little golden shower.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I
Diddy's,
don't know.
Diddy nasty, bro.
No,
put it like this.
It's not Diddy. Shorty says she like when niggas pee in her shit.
I put it like this. I think this all comes from trauma, for real, for real. Like. No, like, not even be on, like,
nah, real shit. Type shit. Nah, real nah. shit. Because he be having him doing nasty shit, bro.
Like,
I can put it
like this. There are females that's out there that's on that wild type shit, for real, for real. And you be thinking, like, yo, like, you be like, you know what, fuck it. But on some, like, low-key shit, you be thinking in the back of your mind, like, yo, like, what type shit are you on?
What you
like,
on right now?
Yeah, like, bro, like, let's talk this shit out, for real, because
whatever you going through, we could discuss.
OD.
But nah, like when I said,
or get
like,
you some help.
Nah, so look, right, I got on Twitter and I seen it. I was like, what the fuck? And it was saying how Shorty was just like, it was like, yeah, Diddy be peeing on Shorty. So I'm like, oh, this nigga Diddy, like, he must have said something. Nah, nigga, it was a clip from her little show she got on the little network where she had the guests come on, they drink, whatever, they talk about shit, she asked them questions. They was on there, and Shorty was like, you like golden showers? And her guest was like, nah, I ain't with that. Like, she like, I love them. And I was like, oh.
Oh, you talking about Trina?
Yeah, she had Trina. That's what she had Trina on it. Trina was like, oh, nah, I don't do that. She's like, oh, I love them. I was like, huh? She was like, yeah, like, I let them pee in my... I said, oh... Ain't no fucking way, boy.
They be doing nasty shit, son.
Ain't no fucking way, boy.
You gotta think about it like this.
Peeing in a cat is crazy.
Like I said, when you're messing with females, you have a lot of some females out there where they like, you know what? I'm willing to do anything to be in a position where I have someone at a certain status to do certain things for me. I'm willing to be the side chick. I'm willing for you to pee on me. I'm willing to do, I mean, for real, so I can get the Birkin. So I can't, that's the city girl, you
just
know.
Just go fuck with 6ix9ine. He giving them bitches.
That's that pussy trap, bro. That's that pussy trap. Like, I told you when I did my little holiday trip and shit, like, I was just like, yo, like, now, don't get me wrong, like, there's plenty of times, like, Shorty done, you know, called me out my name or whatever, but that's more, like, emotional type shit. Like, that's, like, female type shit. But when you're talking about some, like, you straight off rip, introduce yourself, like, hey, no homo, dog, and you're a whole female, yo, you have no type of feminine energy, dog, like, in you. Like, I don't even know why you address me. Like, I had to take a back and, like, offer that joint, and it's just, like, it's so jolting now, like, in society, like, yo, like, hearing shit like that, like, I saw a little bit of the clip myself or whatever, and I was just like, yo, like, let me just log the fuck off. Because
she was, like, bragging about that shit for, like, I think it comes, like, a minute 30.
Like, yo,
shit,
like,
bragging about
the sad thing about it is females that's going to take this shit to heart, bro. Like, you already got females doing BBLs. You already got females out here talking about, like, you know, really, you know, on that anthem, like, they don't cook, they don't clean. Like, yo, it's really females living this shit out here, bro. And it's just like, yo, like, I don't think y'all getting, like, yo, they just saying this shit,
you know, I'm gonna say this. It's a clip. She part of City Girls, right?
Yeah, JT and Carisha, yeah.
Okay, so I had to make sure. I seen like a picture, and it was like, bro, they really got y'all fooled. They was like, bro, they be rapping, oh, real ass bitch, give a fuck. But they rap all that shit, right? Yeah. But you go look on their fucking Instagram, you got JT up on the Uzi, and then you got Shorty up on a Diddy, looking like straight goofies at times.
Facts. Totally see.
But they rapping, real ass bitch, give a fuck about it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like,
you got, what's her name, B. Simone talking about, like, she don't wash, like, 3 days or so. Like, what? Your pH balance is straight off, and you talking about Martin Luther King was, like, a fuck nigga? Like, what?
Martin Luther King was,
Don't get me wrong. Yeah, he was doing, like, some little, but think about it. Nigga changed, like, the world, bro. Like, the nigga's motherfucking iconic.
He can do what he want.
Don't get me wrong. Like, you did Wildin' Out, my nigga. You feel me? Like,
I'll be small. I thought you said
no. I'm just saying, like, if you stop trying to judge a nigga when you're not at that position to judge a nigga, you feel me? Or if not better, I can see if like Elon Musk like said some shit like, "Hello, yeah, I know that you know, even like now you're on some thug shit." Like the nigga said it on like MLK Day, like just did a public announcement, like, "Oh yeah, like I just built, you know, motherfucking like a satellite car type shit where it's completely mobile. Like y'all can do that shit." Whoop de whoop. By the way, Martin Luther King was a fuck nigga. He was actually fucking on white bitches and, you know, cheating on his wife the whole time. However, he was quite prolific in American society today, you know, leading the, you know, civil rights movement with night.
Granted, look, if he was like, if Martin Luther King was like, you know what I'm saying, hooking up with the white joints, like, ain't no problem with that.
Coming from the same woman that plagiarized the whole book and walked around and says, "I can't get a nigga."
So you really gonna judge this nigga off of his interpersonal relationship with, you know, a couple of females?
Gangline, call him a fuck nigga for that is kind of crazy. If she said like him cheating was like,
you know, okay, off no pizzy though.
But saying he was like, because he was, you know
what I'm saying? It might be a conspiracy, but if he was fucking on the same, you know, white females or whatever that was, you know, and part of the civil rights movement too, that's a cold dog. That's a cold dog. That's some pimping shit right there.
I guess it's are you willing to risk your life? Yes.
Oh yeah.
All right, so.
Oh, this is Buddy Faithful. Come here.
All right, so.
Oh my God.
Oh man. So listen, we was gonna talk about the Drake shit, bro.
But I think can we quickly?
You still want to go into it,
bro? I'm tired of these, bro. I didn't even know it was a thing until about like a couple hours ago. I didn't even know it was a thing. And
I seen it before, got sent to my group chat. I seen it. And I was like, oh shit, he did a little shit to Cameron or whatever. Now this is gonna sound crazy. I ain't gonna lie to niggas. It wanted to talk to my boy Casey today. And I was like, yo, I know the Apollo in New York, but where in New York is it in?
Harlem.
And he was like, Harlem. And I was like, yo, ain't Cameron from Harlem? And he was like, yeah, nigga. I was like, oh, that's perfect, nigga. Brung the nigga out in Harlem and pay homage to the nigga and his, you know what I'm saying, to the nigga face to face in his hometown. I don't think niggas understand, like, they don't. I know for Cameron, that shit meant everything. Sound crazy, right? Because of what Cameron accomplished. But I think for Cameron, I meant everything because you got the biggest nigga in rap. Look, high key, the biggest nigga in music. You got bro, you know what I'm saying, coming to your shit, bringing you on and paying homage to you face to face. Man, you crazy.
I put it like this, and it all comes into the topic, general topic of all of like this entire episode, predatorial nature. Whether it's, you know, single baby mothers, whether it's, you know, Hypebeast fans,
you know, or haters, bro, because they was hating.
They was hating.
There's a lot of hate behind it.
Bro, you got to be a predator, bro. Like, it's always going to be us versus them. Yeah. That's where it's, everything is going to be, you know, highly sensationalized, you know, popularized, romanticized, whatever. You see it everywhere. Whether in sports, whether it's in media, it's everywhere, bro. Like, news. But, I mean, the biggest thing is, like, you got to, you know, always navigate of, like, where which side do you fall on? Or can you even see, the, like, the flags or whatever where you can see, like, all right, if I go down this joint with, you know, this person, I'm a get an L. You feel me?
Yeah.
Even with the whole, like, Cameron thing, like, the nigga was checking in. Come on, bro. You talking about you going in one of the boroughs of the mecca of hip-hop. And you talking about one of the biggest trendsetters of hip-hop. I'm not going to, like, you know, pay homage or, like, do some shit where I'm like, all right, look, yo, like, out of respect, yeah, I might be the biggest name right now, but this the biggest that's in y'all, you know, in y'all town, like, regardless. Let me respect this.
I mean, it always had, like, Future just brought out Dirk in Chicago.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Facts. Granted, respectfully.
So,
respectfully, Chief Keef.
Yeah, everybody got something to say. Like, I mean, the dude, you know, he brought up 21. You know, even though, like, everybody was joking on, like, the whole intro joint. Like,
Shahito.
I mean, again, like, that's the joint slap. The joint slap.
I just don't understand why it's always us. I can't wrap my head around why it's always us. Arguably, not even arguably, he's the top artist. Fuck hip-hop. Fuck rap. He's the top artist in the world. He goes to the Apollo. Now, let's be real about the fact that he does stadiums and arenas. Apollo is only but so big. It's a very small venue compared to the other places he could have gone. But he decided to go to the Apollo and do it for the fans. Do it for the borough. And you bring out Dipset. You bring out 21. You bring out Uzi. You bring out Cameron. And people got a problem with the fact that Drake has consistently paid homage to every icon. And not even just every icon, but every artist where he's gone to their city and he brings them out in their city, pays homage to all of them. All of them. Every single time. And I just try to find out why it's always us that have a problem with it. Because I was making the point earlier, John Cena, when he was at the height of his revamp up early in the 2000s, before when he was Dr. Thugonomics, every major city they went to, he wore a jersey of the biggest sports player in that city.
Yeah, real shit though, John Cena black, bro.
For years.
John, real shit though, John.
You funny. Black, bro. For years, he did that.
Mark Wahlberg, too.
Then you want to also throw in the fact that
Matt Ryan definitely is black. I know you've seen the clip.
Oh, yeah, I seen it.
Matt Ryan.
Yeah. He's been at ATL too long. That's what it is. Then you want to talk about the fact that he paid. Then people want to call him a culture vulture, right? Because that was going around for a long time where people was calling him a culture vulture. But I've never heard of any culture, any place that he went to and took their sound and turned it into a song, and all of those songs did numbers, by the way. None of them complained about it.
Because he ended up putting somebody on.
He put that city on the map. And not only that, for other cultures, when you are the biggest artist, you see their culture having some substance in it, enough to make a song about it and make it iconic. They take that as a show of respect. Bad Bunny went to the DR. He's not even from the Dominican Republic. He put a set together specifically with their music, with a band that's from there, and did a whole set. Them, they loved him. He's in there. We can Mexican in Chicago. Them motherfuckers brought out Chief Keef. They're not even doing rap.
God, that's so hard. It's not,
that specifically, when artists do that, they do it for the fans. The fact that he's even at the Apollo, and then you're going to bring out somebody that's iconic, and because it's in Harlem, right?
Yeah, it's in Harlem.
And it's literally not even just their city. They're two blocks away, where they grew up, where the Apollo actually is. And you mean to tell me it's a problem because he wore a mink coat? Are you fucking kidding? I just don't understand why it's always us. I dated a girl that was from the DR and another artist, random artist. She told me personally that the only reason why she liked that artist was because they did a song and their sound and showed respect to their country. And all of them and all of the Dominicans fuck with them. So really, when you make it about a jacket and a headband, you diminish the fact of how great a show is. Do you know how crazy that is for people that live in Harlem, from Harlem? Drake is here, and then you bring out these iconic people. 40 songs, bro. Bro, Over My Dead Body, Wu-Tang Forever, Trust Issues, Marvin's Room, Say Something, Feel No Ways, Practice, Jaded, Jungle, Karaoke, Best I Ever Had, Over, Headlines, HYFR, Started From The Bottom, I'm On One, No New Freaks, Energy, God's Plan, Laugh. Bro, I'm looking at it.
You got the motherfucking list
Bro, I'm looking at it. And the Apollo's in a smaller space. There's no way you're going to tell me that this performance in and of itself, because it did 2 days, this performance in and of itself, there's no way you're going to sit here and you're going to tell me that this is probably not one of his greatest shows he's ever done. I'm talking about the stage setup. It's closest. I'm saying best show he's ever done for fans. Up close and personal, and for him to do the whole setup, how he had the stage, how he moved stuff around, that right there, being in that room. True. Who wasn't there?
I think the only biggest concert he had like that was the one where he did with Future.
Well, no, I think he said the fact that the fans could be that close to him, they really feel the energy rather than being in a stadium.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, this is probably this, and then the songs that he selected and the people that he brought out that literally are icons from their block, from their borough, because some of them live on that block, from that borough. There's no way you're going to tell me that that is not an extraordinary experience for you to pay. That's money well spent, bro.
Nah, facts. I feel that.
So fuck the outfit being legendary. The show itself could be marked off as legendary if we're really going to go there.
Like I told you, I've never seen any point outside of probably Jay-Z doing it. But at any point, you haven't seen many artists go to the Apollo.
No, not the huge ones. No.
Yeah. Facts. They feel like they're too big.
Yes, I'm saying.
Anytime they think of
The Apollo thing of Showtime.
If you think of New York, you think of Times Square,
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. You think of Radio.
You ain't thinking about the fucking Apollo.
Nah.
But the Apollo is a well respected place, though.
But there's so many other things that make this such an iconic moment and so great.
Oh, he feeling it.
That you take away from it and you diminish it when you make it about a mink jacket and a fucking headband.
Feel it, bro.
Y'all ain't had no problem with this nigga saying nigga for fucking 15 years. So whose culture is he jacking?
I mean, he's black, so.
That's what I'm saying. So whose culture is he jacking?
You know, he's Jewish, and the Kanye fans gonna go crazy.
I'm a Ye fan.
Like, come on, bro.
I respect it, still,
Kevin Durant was there. Aaron Judge was there.
Ice Spice in the building.
It just doesn't.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be Sweetie. That was gonna be the jump off of the music, label, but it's Ice Spice now.
Somebody tweeted unreal experience last night at the Apollo Theater. Show was so crazy, a nigga fell off the banister from the top floor and fell down to the floor, and they had to stop the show.
All right. I'm gonna wrap this up, bro.
You're going too far down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. So I just want, plus we still gotta get this thing edited. I gotta add some touches to everything. Like I said, 9:30. But after tonight, everything else 3 p.m. Next 9 weeks.
Oh, that's a commander right there.
No. Banger after banger. I mean, we're gonna pre-record, of course. Pre-record. We ain't gonna record on the same day. We could bang out 9 episodes. Pause.
That's true.
Pause.
Long pause.
Cause that was crazy.
Oh, dude.
That one was crazy. Wow.
What was crazy?
You ain't all. I said we could bang out 9 episodes, but that.
Yeah, that was heavy.
That was OD. I don't even like that one.
Yeah, edit that one.
Probably not. Please. Probably not. But listen, man, it's been a great time being back, bro. 5 months off, we are back.
back full effect. Andre is back. You know, we're going to make sure we get everything lined up. Like I said, we got something in store with the Brodies, man. Tour the next special guest. You know what I'm saying? They're the dogs. So, you know what I mean? They will come over here, give y'all some game, tell y'all about certain shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a different feel. Like, I don't want to say it's like an interview because we're still going to talk what we talked about, like, today. But, like, you know, we definitely get into some other type of shit, though. Andre, well, before we go, shout out Polo Paul, you know what I'm saying, for pulling up as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He came through. As I told y'all earlier, his podcast is the Man Stash Podcast. New season coming soon. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Really, really, really soon.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. I've been off for a minute, but I'm not back off with no jump off. Just
Corey.
just stay answering for the next season. I mean, it's a lot of, like we said, like the beginning of this episode, like we've, you know, recorded so much content amongst the three of us. So, been taking a little hiatus. I've been doing some big moves, little small moves, pun intended. But yeah, just definitely be on the lookout for this brand new content on both platforms. Y'all stay tuned.
All right, man. Andre, go ahead and take us out, bro.
Man, y'all be on the lookout, man. We on y'all fucking next. That's all I got to say. I don't want to wild out too much because I got some other shit that's not pod worthy, but we just going to leave it at that.
All right, man. We out, bro.